friends of other days. Gone are all familiar faces, all the friends I used to know. Things have changed in Renfro Valley days of long ago. I can call it home no more. Other voices sing the old song. Other children songs back from the 30s from the Girls of the Golden West, one of my favorites. It's called Silver Moon on the Golden Gate. There's a silver moon on the Golden Gate, shining through along a blue Pacific shore. As it shines above on the one I love, silvery charms caress the arms I'm longing for. My heart is light as a sail tonight on the crest of a western sea. There's a sea Golden Gate, shining through along a blue Pacific shore. For it is Pacific shore as it shines above.
To close with a quick yodel song that is the signature for almost every person who's ever yodeled.
And everybody does it different, so I hope you like my rendition of Chime Bells.
And by the way, at 12, is it, there's a yodeling workshop that Alice will be in, and over at the workshop area.
Out on the mountain, so happy and free, there lives a maiden who's waiting for me. I'll be so happy when she's by my side and we hear those chime bells ring. Chime bells are ringing, adi-holo-hoo-tee. Mockingbird singing, adi-holo-hoo-tee. Sleep, my little lover, adi-holo-hoo-tee, adi-holo-hoo-tee, hoo-tee. Lo-hoo-o-ra-le-tee, oh-holo-hoo-tee, oh-holo-hoo-tee, oh-holo-hoo-tee. Lo-hoo-o-ra-le-tee, oh-holo-hoo-tee, hoo-tee. Adi-do-lo-hoo-yip-a-dee-da-dee-o-ra-le-tee. That's it.
Thank you so much, Alice McKay.
Thank you. I want to thank old-time friends for backing me up. I think they do a tremendous job.
And the old-time friends will be on the amphitheater stage around 4-ish, 4-something-ish.
This afternoon.
There's that guy again that had an accident between his bass fiddle and his motorcycle. Alice McKay, wasn't she great? Directly from the 1933 WLS Barn Dance to us here at White Springs, Florida. We're really glad to have her here. Okay, next up we have, as soon as they get their mics all in order, Chuck Hardwick and company, and he can introduce you to the folks that are playing with him. Chuck is from Satsuma, Florida. That's near Palatka, and he sings original Florida songs. This is probably his fifth or sixth year here at White Springs at the Folk Festival. So without any further ado, I'll turn it over to them as soon as they get their mics fixed up.
Oh, that ain't too bad. It'll bend over a little bit, but good sound, nice monitors.
Bill Larson's
here, and Carol. Nice to see a lot of friends here. This is a mighty warm day, I gotta tell you.
Check. Good.
Everybody ready? Barry, you okay down there? Ron?
I'm not turned on yet.
Okay. There you are now. Well, it's a little thing. We're going to open in the key of C with a little song I wrote about.
Your whole band with you?
About the first sheriff of Okeechobee City called Pogie Bill Collins. He tamed the wildest town the lake could ever see, full of cowhunters and captive boys. It was called Okeechobee. I'd like to tell a story as it was told to me, how Catfish Boy became the first sheriff of Okeechobee. His name was Pogie Bill Coffin. He's a rough two-fisted. His love of practical jokes caused Judge Hancock to take a stand. Well, it seems the story goes Pogie Bill had to judge the other. Bill held court and fined each one a quart of liquor that day. When the judge learned he'd been hoodwinked, he got madder than hell. He says, when I catch Pogie Bill, I throw him in a jail cell. He tamed the wildest town the lake could ever see, full of cowhunters and catfish boys. It was called Okeechobee. So the judge got him some cowhunters to catch this ornery soul. They had to rope and tie him, but they got him in the county court. The Sears and Roebuck catalog was a law book that was used. 90 days in a Fort Pierce jail he spent by the accused. Only half that time would be served when the judge thought the time was right. And offer Pogie Bill that sheriff's job one night. Now the deal that old judge had cut seemed to work for all. Pogie Bill was out of jail and the town had its marshal. He tamed the wildest town the lake could ever see, full of cowhunters and captain's boys. It was called Okeechobee. For 14 years as sheriff, Pogie Bill, he was the law. But his sheriffing days would end with prohibition of alcohol. He was tried and convicted of violating the Volstead Act. William Pogie Bill Collins never get his old job back. So in 1934, while on his way to fire, as police chief and prosper, this legend did expire. Now around the lake, if you ask them folks today, have you heard of Pogie Bill Collins? Those old crackers will say. He tamed the wildest town the lake could ever see, full of cowhunters and catfish boys. It was called Okeechobee. He tamed the wildest town the lake could ever see, full of cowhunters and catfish boys. It was called Okeechobee. I want to thank you. I just recently moved from South Florida up to North Florida here, and Ron and Barry and Long John used to play with me down south, and it's kind of nice to get together with them up here and be able to pick a few tunes for you. Barry on the mandolin, Barry Litchauer, and they'll be playing around here, and her husband Ron on lead guitar, and Long John Higginbotham of Peters Road 7.
We'll be playing Sunday.
A couple of years ago, we rode Rosewood. Let's do a tune about Rosewood.
Okay.
I heard a read a story in the Palm Beach Post about a small black community in up near Cedar Key, and
aggravated me because the people were denying that this event ever happened, and that's what really irritated me about this. So I wrote this song about a town called Rosewood. Met an old black man on a backcountry road with an age-wrinkled face. This story he told. He said, I think it's time that someone should know what happened in Rosewood many years ago. See, Rosewood was a prosperous black country town, not just a back street, some white folks' ground. 10 miles from the gulf, near the town of Cedar Key, when those sparks of hatred lit those fires in 23. Well, we haven't changed much since time began. Red, black, or white, we're still the same in the end. No, we haven't changed much since time began. Red, black, or white, we're still the same in the end. Seems a white woman named Taylor said she had been raised by a black man, a convict who had recently escaped. Well, name was Jesse Hunter, so a posse did ride straight to Rosewood, where they thought he would hide. Now those townsfolk were armed, gunshots did sound. 6 fell dead, Jesse Hunter wasn't around. But the match had been struck, and those hatred fires would burn. For 2 days later, vigilantes returned. Now those night riders came, 300 strong, burning and shooting till the whole damn town was gone. But peoples would escape on a slow train to the town. And never tell this story for fear of their lives. Well, I'll soon meet my maker, and for my sins I'll pay. And those involved will have their judgment day. So I thought you should know how it happened, my friend. Because we haven't changed much since time began. No, we haven't changed much since time began. Red, black, we're still the same. No, we haven't changed much since time began. Red, black, we're still the same in the end. Yes, red, black, white. Why can't we all just be friends?
Thank you.
Little bit more guitar, Mike, if I could, right here, just a little. Thank you.
Let's do. I just moved up to North Florida, and I don't know if any of y'all know where the small town of Satsuma is, but it's about. 10
I bet
miles,
these guys know where Satsuma is.
About 10
no?
miles south of Palatka on State Road
17. You
don't
know where Satsuma is?
Huh? What you got? Cattle under the bed. And the Kia Sea, yes. And this kind of tells the tale of this small country town that I just moved to. Well, I used to live in the city, in the big town of Jacksonville, where if driving in traffic didn't kill you, breathing the air will. So put me a farm together, gonna be a back to nature freak. I bought me a spread in Putnam County on the edge of Dunn's Creek. I got a bad washboarded red dirt road, it's bumpy and muddy slick. If you make it in, you better have four-wheel drive. Getting out is a trick. Now the place what you might call primitive, big good things come your way. When my city circle friends come there to greet me, why this is what I say.
You gotta walk on the path, watch out for snakes, the woods ain't very rough. The old front porch is a little bit rickety, sure better watch your step. I got a big old wasp nest over the door, so when you come in, duck your head. Be careful of the lanterns, don't cook nothing in the kettle under the bed. I've been hacking out a plot in a while, but I've been working with my hands and arms. Might have been money that paid the note, but it's blisters about the farm. Now I've done a lot of things the hard way, some folks seeing that a lot of romance. And every time that I have a backbreaking job, why they just jump at the chance. They come sliding down a road in a Ford pickup, making all kinds of squeaks and squawks. They got Mother Earth news rolled up in the pocket of the Walmart cover all. They got a bed load of hammers and machetes. Another tool's a questionable use. Yeah, my good old buddies come to help me God bless them, and I just turn them loose and say, you gotta walk on the path, watch out for snakes, the woods ain't very rough. The old front porch is a little bit rickety, sure better watch your step. I got a big old wasp nest over the door, so when you come in, duck your head. Be careful of the lanterns, don't do nothing in your kettle under the bed. Be careful of the lanterns, don't do nothing in the kettle under the bed. And that's kind of the story of Satsuma. We, let's see, what can we do now? We you want to do the farmhouse song?
Sure.
In the Key of A, John. One of the first Florida songs I wrote was a story of an old farmhouse that my wife grew up in, called the Old Cracker Farmhouse. Well, it sat in quiet silence as my old wife talked with her dad about some childhood memories and an old cracker farmhouse they had. So I grabbed me a pen and I began to write as this story started to unfold. While they talked to the many years of the past and that farmhouse of long ago, she said, well, I can still see that old cracker farmhouse built so many years before, sagging front porch, creaky old stairs and polished hardwood floors. Do you remember the smells from Mom's kitchen that would fill that house each day? How we'd huddle around her cook stove when it was too cold to go out to play. I remember working in the garden with the summer sun high overhead, and at night we'd sit on the front porch swing until it was time for bed. And I can still see that old cracker farmhouse built so many years before, sagging front porch, creaky old stairs and polished hardwood floors. Do you remember Grandpa's old shotgun that he kept next to his bed? And many meals it provided, and how it helped keep us fed. I recall well in the springhouse, flowing pure and clean, that gave us the water that we drank, because it was nice. And I can still see that old cracker farmhouse built so many years before, with a sagging front porch, creaky old stairs and polished hardwood floors. As I sat there and listened to that conversation, yes, I suddenly broke into a smile. While they talked to that house with a love in her voice of where she grew up as a child. You know those words that I had just written weren't only marks on a paper to see. Now it was the story of a family filled with love growing up in this North Florida country. And I can still see that old Cracker farmhouse built so many years before, with the sagging front porch, creaky old stairs, and polished hardwood floors.
Good job, guys. Thanks. By the way, that's on our... I have two tapes available at the Foff booth, and that's on one of them. God, we haven't done Ed Watson all weekend.
I know.
We can try it, though.
Hey, sure. We can do it.
Huh? Being recorded.
Oh, we're being recorded?
Yes.
Well, let's do... we'll save it for the campground, Bill.
Don't do requests, boy.
Oh, what the public eye does to the musician, huh?
That's all right. We'll save
it. Came for it.
There goes
yeah.
your tip.
Yeah. We got about 10 minutes, so let's do Spring on the St. John's. This is a new one I wrote since I moved up to Satsuma about springtime up here.
Key of D, John.
Key of D, John.
D, John.
Ready? When I was but a little boy, my daddy. We got the wrong song.
Should have done Watson.
We should have done Watson. Right. Here we go again. When I was but a little boy, there's a place I would go on the banks of the St. John's River so many, many years ago, where Spanish moss hung heavy with the weight of the morning dew. And a touch of the new day sun would steal a part of you. As spring returns to the St. John's River, an eagle watches over his domain. Ospreys build their nests and cypress don their crests for the manatees return again. Well, squirrels loudly chatter, winter's finally gone. A hawk is heard whistling his morning hunt song. A leopard frog sings the tune of a squeaky wheel. And a part of old Florida you can feel. As spring returns to St. John's River, an eagle watches over his domain. Ospreys build a nest and cypress don their best for the manatees return again. Well, now that I'm old, my race will soon be done. I've returned to that river to steal back some of that sun. And with the changing of seasons and the coming of spring, like new leaves on an old tree, I'll be reborn to sing. As spring returns to St. John's River, an eagle watches over his domain. Yes, ospreys build their nests and cypress don their best for the manatees return again. Yes, ospreys build their nests and cypress on their best for the manatees return again. As you can probably tell, we're into the new portion of our program, the new song portion. So I just finished one last week, and we're going to try and get it over for you. I met a real interesting fellow who lives over in Hastings, Florida. Fellow by the name of Ray McCullough. Ray's 82 years old, and he's been a cow hunter all of his life. Key of B, John. And I sat and talked with him for about 2 hours on his front porch a couple of weeks ago, and I couldn't hardly get home quick enough to get this song out. So I hope you enjoy it. It's called Keeping Old Memories Alive.
No. had a busted up cow hunter living alone. He was tired, gray, and frail, and each line on his 82-year-old face spoke of hard days spent on the trail. Said he hunted cattle from Hastings to Georgia, worked to scrub rain or shine. Now he repairs saddles with hands of arthritis, braiding cow whips in his spare time. Down dusty dirt roads, pickups rattle by, for once there were cattle drive. And old cow hunters just sit on front porches, keeping old memories alive. He told of the days when the range was open, favorite cow dogs and rivers he crossed. Now he sits on his porch in a weather-beaten rocker, recalling those days and the cost. He'll soon be riding his last scrub pony on one final cattle drive. This aged cowman from a bygone era, keeping no memories alive. Down dusty dirt roads, pickups rattle by, for once there were cattle drives. And old cow hunters just sit on front porch, keeping no memories alive. Down dusty dirt roads, pickups rattle by, for once there were cattle drives. And old cow hunters just sit on front porch, keeping old memories alive, just keeping old memories alive.
That came out pretty good, didn't it? Thank you. Well, we got time for one quickie, I think, about 12 o'clock here. And we'll close with, want to close with Running Out of Time?
Yeah, that'd be good.
We'll close with
one. Beware, there are roving bands of harp players all over the ground. There goes one man.
One of the last songs I wrote in Palm Beach before I left West Palm was a song called Running Out of Time, which is exactly what we're doing up here. So,
key of A, son. Key of A.
This has gone very good, John. You know that.
Yeah, I know. All these major keys and everything.
From Big Mound, I gazed upon a part of the Allapatta Flats. I can see the scrub cypress, clear needle grass pond. I felt a breeze blow across this pine island. I shuddered and realized this land could soon be gone. But I felt the proud presence of people from long ago, at a time when the water was clear and the tall pines grew, when Florida really was a land of flowers, when a black bear and panther roamed and an eagle flew. I studied this wetland of fine-tuned harmony. Sadly, I could see all the symptoms and development signs. Encroaching on its boundaries from each and every direction, another Florida swamp running out of time. Where I felt a proud presence of people from long ago, at a time when the water was clear and the tall pines grew. And Florida really was a land of flowers. But a black bear and panther roamed that an eagle came. So with heavy heart I drank in this morning's silence, just knowing its days are numbered and on the decline. While the morning sun warmly kisses each dewdrop, all across this endangered land, palmetto and pine, where I felt the proud presence of people from long ago. At a time when the water was clear and the tall pines grew, when Florida really was a land of flowers, black bear and panther roamed and an eagle flew. Black bear and panther roamed and an eagle flew.
Thank you.
He does old and new Southern folk songs. He's got a variety of instruments when he gets set up here, and the sound people get his mic set up. We'll let him go and see what he does. That's Al Poindexter.
That'll work about like that, I think. Pause for a coffee break. Still got the coffee cup, Lynn. Some things never change, huh? One, two. Could I have a little bit more on the monitor, please? One, two, one, two. Sounds pretty good. For the time is never dreary if we never ever groan. The lady's never weary at the rattle of the bone. Then come again, Susanna, by the gaslight of the moon. We'll turn the old piano when the banjo's out of tune. Ring, ring the banjo, I like that happy song. Oh, come again, my true love, oh, where you been so long? I want you all to sing that with me. Ring, ring the banjo, I like that happy song. Oh, where you been, my true love? Come again, my true love, oh, where you been so long? Thank you. Ring, ring the banjo, I like that happy song. Oh, come again, my true love, oh, where you been so long? Count the bubbles if there's water in the spring. We never got no troubles if you got this song to sing. The wonders of creation will never lose their charm when you walk the old plantation with your true love on your arm. Sing now. Ring, ring the banjo, I like that happy song. Oh, come again, my true love, oh, where you been so long? Oh, once I was so happy, my master set me free.
I went to old Kentucky to see what I could see. I never went no farther, returned to master's door. I loved him all the harder, I'll go away no more. Ring, ring the banjo, I like that happy song. Oh, come again, my true love, oh, where you been so long? That was an old Stephen Foster tune about the banjo. Play a little modern, more modern song by a banjo player, John Hartford. Where does an old-time river man go after he's passed away? Does his soul still keep a watch on the deep for the rest of the river day? Does he then come back as a channel cat or the wasps that light on the wheel? Or the birds that fly through a summer sky, or the fish swimming under the keel. Where does an old-time pilot go after he's stood his last watch? Does he stand by the ear of the man that steers, saying over on that notch? There's a gentle sneeze in the river breeze, saying, son, I'm going to bed. Then they light their pipes and go off in the night, or was that fireflies instead? Where does an old-time engineer go after he stood his last watch? Gone up the hill to never come back from the quiet part of town. Does his soul live on in the river song while the striker checks the gear? Is it still afloat in an old steamboat after it's gone from here? Do another Stephen Foster song, which y'all know. I always feel nostalgic for times that I never lived in. Right now, I've got to get another drink of coffee. Just coffee. Some of the old Stephen Foster tunes had a different attitude about slavery than what we'd like to entertain today, so you change a few of the words around, and some of the sentiments are really, really nice. So this is the, you'll recognize it. Way down upon the Suwannee River, far, far away, there's where my heart is turning ever, there's where the old folks stay. All up and down the whole creation, sadly I roam, still longing for the old plantation and for the old folks at home. All the world is sad and dreary, everywhere I roam. Oh, mama, how my heart grows weary, far from the old folks at home. Bushes, one that I love, still sadly to my memory rushes, no matter where I roam. When will I hear the bees a-humming all round the comb? When will I hear the banjo strumming down in my dear old home? Sing it this time. All the world is sad and dreary, everywhere I roam. Oh, mama, how my heart grows weary, far from the old folks at home.
Sounded nice. Play a couple of little guitar tunes. Little Doc Watson finger style. Tune called Windy and Warm. Describes today, doesn't it? Not windy enough, though. Thank you.
Well, let it rain, let it pour, let it rain a whole lot more. I got those deep river blues. Let the rain ride right on, let the wind sweep along. I got those deep river blues. Give my old gal, she's a pal, she makes like a waterfowl. When I get those deep river blues, and there ain't no one to cry for me, and the fish all go out on a spree. When I get those deep river blues, well, give me back my old boat, I'm gonna sail her now if she'll float. I got those deep river blues. I'm going back to Muscle Shoals, and the times will be better now, there I know. I got those deep river blues. If that boat sinks with me, I'll go down now, don't you see. I got those deep river blues. Now I'm going to say goodbye, and if I drown, just leave me lie. I got those deep river blues.
I just about had a flat tire on that one. Busted fingernail. We'll see if we can get through the rest. Got a little super glue in the car. I'll repair that thing later. Check the cheat sheet here. They said that Louise was not half bad. It was written on the walls and window shades. And though she'd act a little girl, a deceiver don't believe her. That's her trade. Sometimes a bottle of perfume, flowers, and maybe some lace. Men brought Louise 10 cent trinkets. Their intentions were easily traced, and everybody thought at times she cried. Oh, but women like Louise, they get by. Everybody thought it kind of sad when they found Louise
in her room. They'd always put her down below their kind. Still some cried when she died this afternoon. Louise rode home on the mail train, somewhere to the south, I heard them say. Too bad it ended so ugly. Too bad she had to go this way. And the wind is blowing cold tonight. So good night, Louise, good night.
String guitars. I'm gonna be piddling around in the 12 string workshop tomorrow. This is a little piece by Pete Seeger, who's one of the real masters of the 12 string guitar. This is called Living in the Country. It's an instrumental. I can't whistle like Pete does, so I had to make up a little part to make up to fill in something. Living in the Country. I think I got time for one more. Little slide stuff. You guys like to go fishing? You do? Okay. little Taj Mahal tune, Fishing Blues, I guess it's called. Baby going fishing all the time, I'm going fishing too. You bet your life your sweet wife can catch more fish than you can too. I said, many fish bite, you got good bait. Here's a little tip I would like to relate. I said, many fish bite if you got good bait. I'm a-going fishing, yes, I'm going fishing. Baby's going fishing too. Well, we went on down to the fishing hole, and I got me a pole and a line. I caught a great big catfish down at the bottom, and you know I took him home about supper time. I said, many fish bite if you got good bait. Here's a little tip I would like to relate. I said, many fish bite if you got good bait. I'm going fishing, yes, I'm going fishing, and the baby's going fishing too. Well, my little baby brother drive me out of my mind. He said, hey, can I go fishing with you? So I took him on down to the fishing hole. What do you think that little baby brother, he did do? He caught a great big perch down at the bottom, and he laughed and he stomped and he was real gone. He said, many fish bite if you got good bait. I'm going fishing, yes, I'm going fishing, and the baby's going fishing too. Throw him in the pot, honey, throw him in the pan. Won't you cook him till he's nice and brown? Bake me up a mess of them buttermilk hoe cakes. Serve him on up, I'll scarf him on down. I said, many fish bite, you got good bait. Here's a little tip that I would like to relate. I said, many fish bite, if you got good bait. I'm going fishing, yes, I'm going fishing, and the baby's going fishing too. Thank you.
One more big hand here. Okay, next up we have Ben, whose name I forgot to ask. Paul, her husband Paul. She does original folk and country songs, and she and her husband have been playing together about 4 years now. Before that, he was just her roadie. And this is actually her first year here with us at White Springs. I had the pleasure of hearing her at the Florida Old Time Music Championships. She's a wonderful singer. And they have a tape available. Also, Chuck Hardwick, that was here before, and Alice McKay, and many of the people that you will see here throughout the weekend have tapes available. And if you'll just check at the Friends of Florida folk tents around the area. There's one, I believe, over near the main stage at the amphitheater, and down by the old marble stage. They have the participants' tapes available there for sale, as well as T-shirts and other things relating to the festival. So without any further ado, Linda and Paul Stewart.
It's a real pleasure to be here this afternoon and to be a part of this festival. I'm really tickled because it is my first year as a part of this wonderful festival. And living in this state that I love and being a part of this folk movement here is probably one of the greatest treasures that I'll ever know. I always start my sets out with a song I wrote about my great-grandfather, who was incarcerated in Andersonville Prison in the Civil War. He tried to escape three times. Each time he tried to escape, the dogs brought him back and the soldiers with their guns. And if any of you watched the movie on TV, it was just like that. For years, I tried to write this song, and finally, one day, it just kind of came to me. And this I dedicate to my great-grandfather, William Henry Florey, who finally did escape, and they got him back via the Underground Railroad. In the dark of night, when the pale mist rises, the air hangs heavy and still. Silver moss drapes the cypress trees, an eerie presence you feel. Shadows on the moon and on the wind, a mournful wail. Local folks all swear it is the ghosts of Andersonville. The ghosts of Andersonville, caged like animals with no place else to go. When they brought them from the battlefields, they were used to the ice and snow of heat and hunger. Time to kill, and their long their cries arose, the ghosts of Andersonville, the ghost of going to do for you is one that that's perfect, thanks, that my husband wrote this last year. It's called Progress, and what he was trying to get in this song was all of the things that have happened to the beauty of this beautiful state since people haven't taken the pride and taken the care with it that they really should. Listen to the words. What? First I have to get the right key. Is that right? depleting, soon no buffer there will be. The water full of sewage as it washes out to sea. You can't eat the fish, they're full of mercury and lead. If we're not careful now, soon we'll all be dead. Just look all around you, see what we've done. The earth is rebelling, see the color of the sun. The manatee and panther, endangered species all. If we keep on going this way, man will be the next to fall. The earth is gonna end just like it all began. There'll soon be nothing left but roaches and the sand. Just look all around you, see what we've done. The earth is rebelling, see the color of the sun. We've sacrificed our wetlands and wildlife as well. Built shopping malls and condos, made our beaches living hell. So forgive us, Lord, for ruining the land. You knew from the beginning the downfall of man. Just look all around you, see what we've done. The earth is rebelling, see the color of the sun. We've written our own epitaph, and on the tombstone lies one word: progress. Thank you. Paul Stewart, that's his very first song, and I thought that was a real good indication of things to come.
We do have tapes available if anyone is interested. Yep. Hello.
That one's on. I'm a real child of the 60s. I was going to say something like, when were you born? And then I said on the way up, well, he sure wasn't born in the 60s, maybe reborn, I don't know. But the 60s was a real neat time for those of us who were a part of it. And I just happened to be at the tender age of high school years during that time and have
more
lots of... not quite. And I have lots of... and I have lots of fond memories of that time. I started several times to write a song about what I thought the 60s was, and it just never came together, and like a lot of my songs do, one day this one just happened. I'm real proud of this. I titled it A Child of the 60s. I tried to get into it everything that I remember about the 60s, and it's the very first song I had picked up for a publishing contract, so it's like probably real near and dear to my heart. A child of the 60s, now we're getting older, and we look so deep in our souls, searching for answers that have been missing, but what they are, we do not know. JFK's death stunned us all as a nation. What was it our country lacked? The war in Vietnam shattered our lives. Some left and they never came back. Women's rights activists hippies and drugs, Woodstock and Elvis the King, Kent State a tragedy that we would bear, Martin Luther King's Let Freedom Ring. A child of the 60s, now we're getting older, and we've looked so deep in our souls, searching for answers that have been missing, but what they are we do not know. Our Peace Corps volunteers traveled the world to aid people poorer than we. School busing and desegregation began, and many would die to be free. Man walked on the moon, we watched on TV the Beatles, Ed Sullivan's show. These were events that would change our whole world, but back then how were we to know? A child of the 60s, now we're getting older, and we've looked so deep in our souls, searching for answers that have been missing, but what they are we do not know. Restless 60s child, where did you go? The answers we still do not know.
I saw a few others out there who must have been children of that time too, so I'm sure you could relate. Stay in the key of A. I write all of my music about things I've either lived or been a part of or seen. My children, I'm a grandmother of three and one soon to be, and my children are like 27, 26, and I'm giving my age away here. My daughter, when she was about 22, decided it was time to leave the nest, and she just kind of took off without a word, and she was one of those missing children at 22. Put her mother through a lot. And after we finally found her, walking the streets and doing everything else trying to find her, of course she turned up somewhere totally fine. She said, I'm 22 years old, Mom. I can do what I want. And I was like, I wrote this song called Daughter of Mine. No. Daughter of mine, where have you gone? What would have caused you to leave your home? Daughter of mine, where could you be? You haven't called, and it's worrying me. When you were young, I always knew where you were, and then you grew . Life is so full of ups and downs. I don't know if you're still around. Oh, daughter of mine, where have you gone? What would have caused you to leave your home? Daughter of mine, where could you be? You haven't called, and it's worrying me. They say children step on toes, but then they grow, the story goes. Have we grown so far apart that now you're stepping on my heart? Oh, daughter of mine, where have you gone? What would have caused you to leave your home? Daughter of mine, where could you be? You haven't called, and it's worrying me. I have my life, you have yours. But you're part of me, and so of course I wonder if you are all right. Are you alone in the dark night? Oh, daughter of mine, where have you gone? What would have caused you to leave your home? Daughter of mine, where could you be? You haven't called, and it's worrying me. Daughter of mine, daughter of mine, daughter of mine. Now, if I can regain my composure. Unfortunately, every time I try to sing that, I get really upset because I remember all that we went through with that particular situation. But the good thing is she's home now. She lives actually fairly close to me and keeps in touch and has promised never to do that to her mother and dad again. I've had a real wonderful year. I've met lots of wonderful people in the folklife community, and lots of people have helped me with my music, really pushed me out to sing it, to do it. Margaret sitting here, she's a big one that's really encouraged me.
Hi, Margaret.
Ma'am, Sims, and Lee and Betsy Paulet. I could just go on and on. Everyone's just been wonderful to me. But one of the people that I met along this whole journey that I've had in the last year was a country songwriter who lives in our area. And we lived actually in the same trailer park for a little bit and didn't know each other. His name's Aaron Toley. He's taken several of my songs to Nashville, and I've gotten them heard by people I never dreamed would hear the things that I've written. Nothing big yet, but I'm very happy to be a part of the whole thing. It's just a lot of fun, and it's real exciting. Just had one on hold with Tanya Tucker. Haven't heard, but we're kind of thinking that one's not going to happen. But that's okay, because there's lots more to go. And this particular song, Aaron came back from one of his trips to Nashville and said, you know, the thing I always love the most is the trip up and the trip back, because the trip up is just so full of dreams, and you're wondering who you're going to see and what they're going to say and what's going to happen. And he said, in the trip back, you're all full of the dreams about the next time you go. So this song I always dedicate to my friend and my mentor, Aaron Toley. It's called Highway of Dreams, and it is the name of one of our tapes. Got the few belongings I own packed up in my truck. My Martin guitar beside me, I hope I'll have some luck. Not much money, guided by the next car's tail I think. Traveling down this long and lonesome highway to a dream. Highway of dreams carrying me along, while I listen to bits and pieces of my favorite country song. Highway of dreams is hard to share. No matter what you seek, highway of dreams will take you there. Most people think I'm crazy, and for all I know they're right, to leave everything I've ever known and head off in the night for a place that I have never been and have never seen. Traveling down this long and lonesome highway to a dream. Highway of dreams carry me along, while I listen to bits and pieces of my favorite country song. Highway of dreams is hard to share. No matter what you seek, highway of dreams will take you there. Moon and stars are shining, casting iridescent glow. Hope springs eternal in my breast, somehow inside I know. The perfect rhythm of the road is all I'll ever need. Traveling down this long and lonesome highway to a dream. Highway of dreams carry. listen to bits and pieces of my favorite country song. Highway of Dreams is hard to share, but no matter what you seek, Highway of Dreams will take you there. No matter what you seek, Highway of Dreams will take you there. Now, if I get over being all choked up over daughter, I'm going to try to do another. I do write a lot of sad songs. I was invited to be a part of the clothesline project in Fort Myers last year. Very exciting to be a part of that because it was for such a good cause. And having grown up in such a wonderful, loving family where we were nurtured and loved and went on lots of vacations, it was real hard for me to understand child abuse, wife abuse, any kind of suffering. But I sat down and over all the things I've read and kind of knew about, I wrote this song called Little Amy. And I'm proud to say that it's been picked up by a folk singer in New York, and it's going to be cut this month, actually. And it's kind of the effects that any kind of child or spousal abuse has on children. And if you'll excuse me, I have to get a drink of water first. It is warm. Silent night is shattered by a siren's piercing wail. The neighbors hope that this time they will take him off to jail. It's not the first it's happened, and he's in an awful state. And there is little Amy, she's standing at the gate. Her mommy's quiet pleading and her daddy's outraged voice have woke her from a sound sleep, forced her to make a choice. Her trembling fingers dial the phone. She runs outside to wait. Won't someone please help Amy? She's standing at the gate. Oh, but Amy's tough and Amy's strong. This is her way of life. She knows what to do and who to call when her parents fight. She's always wished to have a home like other kids she knows. But now she's standing at the gate. She's in her thin night clothes. The darkness Amy knows. They vowed to stay together till the girl was up and grown. But for all their differences, they could not make a home. He can't control his anger, and this time it is too late. The loser's little Amy, she's standing at the gate. Oh, but Amy's tough and Amy's strong. This is her way of life. She knows what to do and who to call when her parents fight. She's always wished to have a home like other kids she knows. But now she's standing at the gate. She's in her thin night clothes. The darkness Amy knows. you. I think we have time for about one more, but I'm not getting nods or yeses or so. We'll do. This is a song I'm real proud of. I placed in the top 10 in the Will McLean songwriting contest this year with a song called Waltz of the Florida Night. Okay. And I'd like to do that for you now. Last year after the Will McLean, which is just, I can't even explain that festival. It's a meeting of family. That's all I can say. And last year when I left, I was just so full of the music that I sat down and I tried to think about the times I'd spent on where the Withlacoochee and the Rainbow Rivers meet, which is where Mim and Margaret live in a beautiful, beautiful home. And I got home and I tried to remember all the sounds and all the sounds of Lake Tarpon, which is where we lived at the time. We now live on Spring Bayou. And I put them together in this song called Waltz of the Florida Night. Night stillness is shattered, the limpkins that cry sends shivers to your very soul. Palm trees sway gently as softly they're kissed by the breezes that so warmly blow. A gator glides swiftly into murky deep. His prey they have no time for flight. Deep-throated croaks from a bullfrog so near. It's the waltz of a Florida night. You can almost see fairies and gnomes in the mist as they frolic till dawn's early light. The orchestra and tune, they all know their part to the waltz of a Florida night. Gossamer threads of a silvery moon bathes everything in a pale glow. Tall marsh grass hides birds with young on the nest, while fish swim content down below. Moored boats slap in time as crickets they chirp. Herons squawk with all of their might. Nothing so sweet in your life will you hear than the waltz of a Florida night. You can almost see fairies and gnomes in the mist as they frolic till dawn's early light. The orchestra in tune, they all know to the waltz of a Florida night. A waltz of the Florida night. Thank you. I'm Linda Stewart, my husband Paul. We do have tapes, and thank you for letting us be a part of this wonderful festival.
Here as an MC and asked to come a half an hour earlier, so I get to hear a little bit more of that. My name is Robin Plitt. I'm going to be trying to tell you some lies and some stories here while we get the next act set up. I wanted you to remind you that we have a lot of different stages here, a lot of activities. A lot of the performers you hear today have cassette tapes available. Some have CDs. and they're over at the old marble stage. We've got food. We've got all kinds of great things going on here. And a lot of entertainment all day. I guess today's stage here, this is the Azalea stage in its new location, is going to have singer-songwriters all afternoon today. And there are also some singer-songwriters starting tomorrow down by the river at the gazebo stage. And that's the Florida Songwriters performing area, run by Frank and Ann Thomas, for those of you who haven't been here before. I see a lot of familiar faces around here today, and if I can see them, then, well, what? But that works, you know. I don't wanted to frighten too many of you here, but I have been riding a bicycle around here this morning, so walk very loudly. So we're going to have next performer is going to come all the way up here. I guess he's going to wait till I introduce him, so I better get started. I don't want to take up a half an hour talking. Comes all the way over here from Pensacola. He's a singer-songwriter, contemporary songwriter. And I haven't heard him before, but I'm sure I'm going to like him because I like the looks of that guitar, those guitars. And like I said, he's from Pensacola. Let's give a warm welcome to Joe Kirkwood.